Om Shanti, and good evening to you all. Welcome, and welcome to those online as well. And today we are really graced by the company of Bridge Mohan Bhai Sabji, who is the additional Secretary General for the Brahma Kumaris, the director of the recording studio in ORC, as well as having many other titles, and being an international figure, having travelled widely, having made movies in the studio to educate others. And he has been interviewed by Rajni Ben from the Philippines. She's the national coordinator for Japan and the Philippines. She too is an international figure. She has travelled widely, lived widely as well in the UK, New York, New Zealand and Australia, and then finally settled in that Asia-Pacific area as the national coordinator. So we welcome both of them this evening. And let me present you Bhai Sabji.
Come forward. Thank you, Sister Sean. Om Shanti. Please welcome with great love and respect our respected brother Brijmohan Bhaiji Sabji from ORC. He just came yesterday. Please give big hand. And also, day before we celebrated Alaukik 90 years birthday for Bhaiji. Day before. Brijmohan Bhai Sahib doesn't look like 90. Ability of clarity, catching so many inspiration from Baba, doing such a great service. Just recently I was also invited by Bhai Sahib for the interfaith program in the President House. What a program. Great success. How Baba is getting this seva done, giving inspiration to Bhai Sahib. So today we are very fortunate to have Bhai Sahib. I interviewed also Bhai Sahib just day before. So today different topic, different question. So today topic is loving and detachment. Bhai Sahib, what is really loving and detachment stage? We know initially when we become Brahmins, but as time goes by, now such a delicate time on earth, so many things happening around. According to you, what is that loving and detached stage we Brahmins should have now? Please share.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sister, loving and detached is right from the beginning. And now we have to be, as you have said, Brahma cycle is coming to end, to restart. So we have to be practically prepared, ever ready for final sudden departures. And for that, we have to be both loving and detached. Loving whom and detached from what?
Bhai Sahib, you met Brahma Baba and you stayed with Brahma Baba. You took so much sustenance from Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba inspired their family to become great instruments, open centers, lot of seva have been done. Could you share some Brahma Baba's experiences, stories, where Brahma Baba stayed in that stage, having 300 Brahmins around, having so many seva going on. Brahma Baba's some practical stories.
I have to recollect.
Yeah.
That's a long, long way.
That's right.
So, it may take quite some time.
Okay.
To recollect. Brahma Baba remained in that stage right from the beginning. He started with loving and detachment. He stayed here to tell us how to be loving and detached. And even now, Brahma Baba is giving us the last diamond chance to become loving and detached. Now, you are asking for some practical, real stories. Very difficult to recollect. See? Because this state has to be always.
So you saw Brahma Baba from the beginning until end, same stage of loving and detached, having so many success, accomplishment of
I yajna. Can only say Brahma Baba was loving all without exception. We are also loving all with some exceptions. Ratio, percentage of love reduces. Brahma Baba was detached from all without exception. We get detached when we feel the pain of attachment. But then again, we become normal. So this is the difference.
So myself like
unlimited loving and unlimited detachment was Brahma Baba, which made Brahma Baba loved by all without exception.
Thank you, Bhaisav. So, Bhaisav, we all come from different culture background.
Yes, presently, yes.
Now we are Brahmins.
Yes.
Definitely. But someone gave this question, we are having different definition of loving and detachment in our culture, in our lifestyle. But how to have a balance? Because while we are living at home with society, you know, some different kinds of custom and systems in the society, loving and detachment.
You see, in the whole world, there is a different definition of loving and detachment. And Baba's definition is entirely different. So if we want to see in a nutshell Baba's loving is spiritual. The whole world's loving is based on religion, region, country, so on and so forth. And detachment, Baba says, our detachment is from the entire world of the present time. Entire old world of the present time, And we should not be deceived that anything here is still left where we should not be detached. So that is the difference. Baba, once Shri Baba adopted Baba as instrument, till the end was practical shape of that. We are doing trial and error. Sometime we start liking the things of Kali Yuga. I have recently got a new small white car in ORC. It's a small car. My brother, Brahmani, comes and tells me, Bhai Sahab, there is a party from Gujarat. They are lining up to see and admire your car. See now, I'm giving you example. Of course it is a good car, whatever. But now, how should I take that brother's statement? And how should I visualize that so-called beautiful car? So therefore, unless we see that everything of Iron Age is virus-full, people can be deceived. Sometimes the BK is also, because Baba says, you should care for your health. This is your last body, this is your most precious body, and that. Now, Baba says it in a particular context. But what Baba's children do, they, because they want comfort for their body, they want easiness for their body, they want to believe that this mortal body may remain forever and so on, as has been the case. So they take this point very importantly and forget all other conditions attached to it. See, this is the situation. So they will like to even go for walking when class is on, or they will keep on walking till the final moment of the starting of the yoga comes. So it means the weightage is more towards the body. So these things, many times we feel that, oh, body is not good. It is having temperature or not well. So why go to the class and sit in yoga? You can lie down. After all, yoga is only of the soul. And if I go to the class, I will spread vibrations of disease. So many reasons this intellect makes, like a lawyer, and makes us to believe that only a healthy and sound person should go for yoga. Whereas Baba says that yoga will make you ever healthy. So we know it. But in practice, we get deceived by the lawyer called intellect. So in nutshell, I feel that who is our greatest enemy? Can our some 2-3 souls tell us who is our greatest enemy? In one word. Yes.
Carelessness.
You are saying two words.
Okay, laziness.
Greatest enemy, the deceiver. When we have knowledge of all the three aspects of time, all the three space situations, but still it deceives us. Who is that? We should be very careful about that. More careful than Corona. Yes.
Maybe they can also participate in this.
Yes.
Please share your thought.
Anyone who understands deeply that greatest enemy.
Okay, who is the enemy?
In one word.
One word.
Maya is easy answer.
Maya is easy answer. Okay.
Because what
compromise.
Is
Maya? Compromise. Sanskar.
Compromise. That is last Sunday's Murali.
Okay.
Myself. Myself is my greatest enemy. This is what Gita says. But my which self? The spirit.
Intellect.
Who has said intellect?
Intellect does not make right decision.
Who has said intellect?
Sister.
Very good. So this is the correct answer. Intellect is our greatest enemy, and we think that intellect is a great thing. It is our great friend. It enables us to judge things. What type of judgment it makes, we never check. That is why the deities of the golden age and the silver age, what was there that they never used?
Intellect.
Intellect. Nirmala Didi's specialty, I was thinking on way to this Gyan Sarovar. What was Nirmala Didi's speciality? She never used intellect in a very deep sense. She lived from heart. So all the deities, all the Sangam Yogi Brahmins, if we can just concentrate on only one point, that we have never to use our intellect, because our using our intellect means we are relegating Shrimat to second situation. We have to use Shrimat. But intellect is so clever, it tells us, why bother Baba for small things? You have your own intellect, use it. And that is which lands us into all types of troubles. It creates doubt. One uses intellect only when you are in doubt. Please note this. So, for half the cycle, intellect is kept in the locker. And that's why they live from the heart. And this thing, they know. They'll better let it remain. And as a result, intellect, when it is not used at all, then it naturally functions, it is in autonomous mode, it automatically functions, and then it functions to perfection. How? You will say how? To make it simple, a police officer has a pistol. A senior police officer has a pistol. Who is the best police officer? The one who uses pistol too often or who never uses it? Who is more powerful?
Who never uses.
Same is about intellect. It is enough that the pistol is there. So?
Are you okay? So far okay? Everyone? Any question to clarify about this? Anyone is interested to ask also?
If they don't use intellect, there will be no questions.
Okay. So we will not ask questions then. We also don't need to ask questions. Okay, Master.
The questions are asked so that there are no questions. So no problem.
Master, as you are saying, no, to not to use intellect now. So when we sit in yoga, and now especially time and avyakt batada does not come, dadis are gone, you know, one dadi Ratnamoyini.
Who says?
No, some people say, how to catch inspiration from Avyakta Bhaktada?
Our entire study is spiritual. The soul cannot be seen. And nobody has gone anywhere. When Bab Dada gives you date, then on such and such is the date of Bab Dada. Do you think that Bab Dada will be remaining in Paramdham?
He will come.
Why Bab Dada left the body and became subtle? We are told repeatedly so that Bab Dada has fast speed and can reach anywhere in no time. That is the thing. So how is it possible that Bab Dada is giving a date? It is submitted and accepted, and then all are called and invited, and we still say the Brahma Baba is gone, so and so. Where they have gone? Actually, we have not gone. That is the problem with us.
So you catch so many inspiration from Baba, you know, in Amrita Vela to do big service. Please tell
us. It is so simple. Who holds the hand of the child? The child holds the father's hand, or the father holds his hand?
Tell father.
Me. Father. All are agreed?
All agreed, yes.
Huh? Otherwise, agreed. I can play the role of father. Huh?
Okay. Father holds, yeah.
Now, you are sitting in yoga. You may be in doubt, I may be in doubt, that my remembrance is maybe reaching Baba or not, it is going to Philippines or Japan or wherever, you can be in doubt. But you are sitting specially, you know. Now who is going to hold my hand? That is to say intellect. Baba. So Baba says, I only, you should not waver that I am not experiencing Baba's presence, I am not having. This is again intellect that is functioning. Baba is giving you that vibration and wants to hold you. And always Baba says, yoga is man mana bhav. Attaching your mind to Baba, never intellect bhav, for the same reason. Because intellect will put you to doubt. But still, intellect interferes. And then you say, takes you to waste thoughts, to some future thoughts. It will take you to all thoughts except the thought of yoga. That is the beauty of the intellect. See? So,
Vaisabh, you were saying, no, day before also, when...
Only thing is, now, Baba's condition is Amrita Vela.
Amrita Vela, okay? Yes.
So Baba says, just you have, the plane can only fly from the airport. It cannot fly from the street. So you must come to the airport. And you must have your proper seat. At least you do that. Then only the plane can fly. So Baba says that Amrit, give importance to Amrita Vela. Some soul, intellect will say, you are tired. Do yoga later on when you are more active. So this is interference. So if you just come and sit, Baba says rest is mine. Just as a guest is invited, a guest enters the host house and rest of the thing the host will do. So easy.
That's a good example.
A guest does not ask, go and they say, where is food? Where will I sleep? That is the thing. So Baba makes us guests. So subtle world is a guest house. Or call it retreat center or whatever you like. And think and everything will be there. What you don't have, Baba will give you.
Thank you.
So here a person is having diabetes, he cannot drink sweet drink, eat. In Paramdham, Atma has no diabetes. Subtle body has no diabetes. So eat to your full, so much so that when you come to this world, that thing has no meaning for you. Once Baba told me in my Rurihan, that child, in subtle world come and whatever sweets you like, you take. And as much as you want, you take, but don't take it here. So, same applies to anything.
So, all of you like sweets? Then you can go to subtle region and
it is only one example. You want a plane, you want good house, you want good anything.
So, Bhai Sahib, that you have so big responsibility of this yajna.
Who says?
We understand.
Just change your understanding.
Really, you have big responsibility of yajna, and still you are so light, and also having responsibility and lightness and loving and detached. Many things come in front of you, many issues, problems, difficulties of many variety, and you solve it. How you do this balance? Means you're making your own effort,
you
right?
You tell me.
Day before you
this,
told us.
This yajna is of Baba or mine?
Yeah. Who? Baba's.
Baba.
So you don't do anything.
And Baba is Almighty.
Yes.
And Baba knows what is required where. And Baba can provide that. Now what we do, only we become instrument. And then, supposing I am asked to buy an aeroplane costing millions and millions, I cannot buy. But supposing I am in a job where they want aeroplanes, they give me a check and buy, no problem. So here also, Baba's problem will come, my struggle will come, my thinking will come only when I forget this is Baba's yajna. I get involved. This is a problem. From beginning to today, has yajna not been running and prospering and growing, and each one of us, we even don't know. If you compare who we were and who we are on the world stage, they say President of India is a Brahma Kumari, for example, they say. I say, if someone asks me to become President of India, will I become or not? Why not? I am also a Brahma Kumar. See, in 100 years only, you require 20 presidents of India. 5 years is their term. That also if they live like I am living. Otherwise, maybe more. Okay. So, in 100 years, 20, and then you have to do lot of the government work. Here, in Sangam, you become Baba's child. And for 2,500 years is your inheritance. Who will think of becoming anybody in the world? This is the thing. So we are all, Baba says, even my weakest child, Pyada. What do you call in English, Pyada?
Pyada.
Soldier. You know, the Maharathi, Ghodeswar,
Pyada. Infantry, no? Yeah, infantry.
Infantry.
One who walks.
So even if infantry member, he is much fortunate than any king of today. Golden age, everything nice. So each of Baba's children is diamond worth multi millions, and for how long, and all types of nature, pure, perfect. Even the lion and the cow do not fight. So this is loving.
Mm.
So much loving now that that love lasts. Normally say, yours forever. People say in love, yours forever. For how long?
Mm.
For how long? Yours forever is here. Even up to Kaljuga, some trace remains. Because Baba has put his chip here. This is Baba's child. So maybe last kalpa anything, Baba will get children back. So all of us are like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone into different so-called cultures, bodily religions, cause of trouble, bodily countries, so many languages, take visa, do this, do that. Baba says even the birds can fly. A bird can fly from Philippines to next country without visa. And here it becomes news if they say Sri Lanka has opened visa for Indians without visa. Huh? Mm. It becomes news. Like that it is.
Okay, thank you. We will also give you time, 5 to 7 minutes, to ask questions. And we will also finish today's program 6:25 because they are preparing for the next. So please keep ready your questions too. And Bhai Sahib has been giving us beautiful answers. So one more question I have also. Bhai Sahib, please also help us to, you know, tell us some two principles for loving and detached, that how we can put in our effort to make fast effort.
Nice. Two or one only?
Two is okay, three okay. That much I think we can do.
Three is better, two three. Is better, three. Or one is better?
Three. You want to tell one? Okay, one. But we thought
if you
two,
can open a treasure with one key,
huh.
Why require three? More keys are required only in Kaljuga.
Okay.
Because they are insecure. Okay. Gopi Ben is smiling, huh? Theek. First thing is loving and
detached. Nyara or Pyara.
If we only adopt one thing, loving, will we not be all detached automatically? If we just keep our aim as loving, and we know the definition of loving, Baba's love, which takes us, we become loving all. Otherwise we used to hate a thorn and love a flower. Now Baba says, no, thorn will turn into a flower. Flower has turned into a thorn. Even today Baba has said both sides. So if we just focus on loving, will we not be automatically detached? If I am loving Baba as a soul, will I not be automatically detached from body because Baba has no body? So when I meet people, there can two words can be used. Anybody, everybody, anyone, everyone. I never use anybody, everybody. I always use anyone, everyone. Because that doesn't have body, that is soul. So is it. Now, anybody agrees with it? Or anyone, or everyone agrees with it? So best thing is, if you put your face on north side, automatically your back will be on south side. So you need not think, worry about your back, detachment. Because if we start out detachment, then what? Attached to what? Why should you be detached? Even if there is, I have a torn shirt, and I am not offered a new good shirt, why I will not be detached? I don't want to leave that torn shirt. We don't want to leave this old body. Nobody in this world wants to leave this old body. But we know You get the new body, this is automatically, like old shoes.
Mm.
So this is the formula.
Love for one. So one key, one principle.
Huh?
One principle.
One, only one key, yes.
Okay.
Love is the key to the lock of luck. That is Baba's slogan. Love is the key to the lock of luck.
Okay, so we are opening floor for questions, Bhaisab. Anyone please ready to ask question? Ji, okay, aage
ask. I have heard of open sky, but I have never heard of open floor. But
open.
It is good.
Open floor, open
yes.
Sky. Under the sky, open floor. Okay, please ask question, anyone? You have mic.
Om Shanti, Bhai. Om Shanti. I'm Shirley from South Africa. When Rajni Ben started, she said, Bhai, has the gift of getting touchings from Baba. You did share a little bit about that and how there's magic in Baba's work and everything. And can you please share what ingredients, what method or what efforts one has to make that, the thinking and doesn't come on the way where Baba is able to touch us and create the magic. Thank you.
आपको प्रश्न समझ में आ गया
भाई साहब? हमने पूछा था ना आपको कि आप बाबा की याद में बैठते हैं तो प्रेरणाएं आप कैच करते हो, तो वो थोड़ा सा विस्तार में बताइए ताकि हमारी थिंकिंग उसके बीच में ना आए। तो हम कौन सा ऐसा सूक्ष्म ध्यान रखें, एफर्ट करें, कोई ऐसी विधि हो, जैसे आपने ना परसों बताया था सफाई वाली बुद्धि, मतलब क्या हो?
You see, if you are making a very urgent telephone call to someone that his house has been set on fire and it is burning, but that person's phone is engaged with someone else, then what will you do? You will say, house is burning. These days we start blaming the phone. Yeah. Why it is engaged? Basic thing is, we require to create space to receive the touchings of Baba. And Baba has said one big thing, that silence power is the mother of all powers. My experience is, supposing I want Baba's guidance on some important thing today, I sit in morning yoga. If I try to seek Baba, this is the problem, Baba, my mind is engaged. And I will find that when it has become calm and there is space inside, I have stopped thinking, then like a flash, that touching will come and I will realize, oh, so easy thing, so wonderful solution, I never thought of that. So idea is, if we are can silence our mind, reduce our thoughts or finish our thoughts, that is why Baba says waste thoughts will be a hindrance to your golden aged inheritance, because there is no wastage there. So, to the extent I am able to get rid of these thoughts, they are so wasteful, you know, you won't even know. I want to take my mind this side, it will go this side. And waste thoughts come when you are hurried, when you are in worry, when so many things. So last Murli Avyaktavani, Baba has given a very, very nice formula, which I have read and I can share. Baba said that just as if someone asks you, what is a pap karma, what is a sin, and we reply that any karma which has got the influence of five vices, kaam, krodh, that's a sin. Okay? This we know and we have been telling. But the next thing Baba said was, what is an elevated action? So any action that is motivated and guided by what Baba calls Divyata, you know, truth, purity and divinity. So that is elevated action. So therefore, if we want to get rid of all those things, if we just don't think of negative, I have no anger, my action should be free from greed. No. This divinity. So I have found lot of work is required on this. Even while talking, while behaving with someone, I check and I find, so I am trying to hurry up, I am trying to cut short the thing, without realizing that that person has a small little requirement which I am not able to fulfill, thinking that I have much more knowledge and this question is also at all not necessary. So this is very important. Our divinized behavior is the need of the time.
Divinized behavior. Okay? Yeah, please clap.
ताली बजा के आधा हो जाता
जी,
ताली बजा के आधा हो जाता है, यहीं खत्म हो जाता.
Okay,
प्रेशर कुकर को बंद ही रखना चाहिए.
थैंक यू.
ओम शांति. I got one question. It is on three points. Point number one is, Baba always says we should be soul conscious, soul loving, karma stage. Second one is, Baba always says we should be more purity, purushat zyada karna hai. And third one is, just now you said love. Of these three, which one is more important to reach Baba? That is the question.
Can you repeat in Hindi?
Hindi is thoda difficult hai.
Sona bhai, na batao.
बाबा कहते हैं तुम न्यारे हो जाओ, कर्मातीत हो जाओ, सोल कॉन्शियस हो जाओ. दूसरी तरफ हम कहते हैं श्रेष्ठ कर्म करो, कुछ ऐसा लगता है.
सो फ्रॉम सोल कॉन्शियसनेस, लव एंड प्यूरिटी, विच वन इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट टू बी एबल टू रीच बाबा परमात्मा? आउट ऑफ दीज थ्री थिंग्स, सोल कॉन्शियसनेस, लव एंड प्यूरिटी.
बताओ बहन जी, सोल कॉन्शियसनेस, लव, प्योरिटी, ऑल दी थ्री आर इम्पॉर्टेंट, बिकॉज अनलेस यू आर सोल कॉन्शियस यू कैन नॉट हैव स्पिरिचुअल लव, एंड अनलेस यू आर प्योरिटी यू कैन नॉट हैव स्पिरिचुअल लव. सो ऑल दी थ्री आर इम्पॉर्टेंट, and they are one based on the other. So we cannot say that love is important, because love can be fall in love and rise in love, different types of love. And without purity, purity means no weakness, and without soul consciousness, even Sunday's Murali Baba said, there are many people in the world who claim to be truthful. They claim that they have never told a lie in their life, and they are, Baba said, they are not truthful at all, because first of all, they do not know the soul. And if they do not know the soul, the basic truth, that I am eternal, immortal entities, my parent is Supreme Soul, all other truthfulness is only perishable, short-lived, short-sighted, only one aspect of time. So then Baba further says, you have to know Baba, you have to know drama, its repetition. So each thing is built upon the other. Some people are fond of skipping the stairs. When they go walk down, they say, first to the third. And there is a risk of always, you know, slipping.
So three are important. Yeah. So any last question? If not, we will be finishing this session soon.
One more question?
Okay. No more.
Okay.
Yeah. One last.
Paisab, I got that you said not use the intellect. But what about intellect yoga, buddhi yoga? What's that?
It means that we should be in such a state of yoga that our buddhi or intellect becomes a flame without wind. This is called buddhi yoga. We are not saying that buddhi is not a part of us, but buddhi should help us to concentrate, to be determined, and not should go other way around, that it should detract our mind, it should change our concept, reduce our concentration.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the buddhi under control is called buddhi yoga. It doesn't mean that you can have yoga with the buddhi, just as you cannot drive a car with a brake.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use the accelerator. Similarly, you cannot have yoga. Yoga is of the heart.
Okay, it's clear? Okay. So,
dekhiye, I will tell you. Sankalpa arises where? The thought arises where? In heart or intellect? In the heart. So, when I have thought, my yoga may be with Baba or with anyone for whom I have a thought. What is the job of the buddhi? It is to check that I am going to my friend's house and the buddhi may not take me away to some other place. Some entertainment is going on, I stop there. There are many stories.
Mm-hmm.
A person's mother was ill. He went to buy medicine. But on the way, he saw some entertainment going on, so he stopped there. And when he brought the medicine, mother was dead. Like that, so many stories are there. So that is the idea.
Thank you so much for clarification. So we will be now finishing this session here. Please wave with one hand to say thank you to respected Brother Brijmohanji. Thank you for coming from yesterday from Delhi, today from Shantivan. So we really appreciated Brother's time here. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.